Good morning. I want to test the microphone. Is that working for you guys back in the back? Oh, Beardy's back. You're not going to sit in the front with me today? All right. He's gotten jive with me. All right. As some of you may know, my name is Charles Sterling. I used to be in the developer division for 24 and a half years. I moved over to the Power BI team, actually, which is the business applications team, about 6 months ago. So if I seem relatively new, I have a good excuse today. Maybe next Ignite, I won't have such a good excuse. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see that a month ago, I said my Microsoft Ignite sessions are done. I know that this is going to come as a shock to Richard, who actually knows me and knows that I have relatively often... tardy in actually getting my stuff done. But I did have the theme, the meme, and I had my demos all written. And what I was planning on doing is walking you through and creating a Power BI report and embedding it into your application on the web, right? That's what I was planning on doing. Unfortunately, or fortunately for you, depending on how it goes, last week I was actually at Microsoft's internal conference called Tech Ready. You probably never heard of it unless you know some field guys. And this is where we actually bring in all the field and go out and kind of explain to them how our technology stack works and how they use it and how they take advantage of it. And my development team spent 90 minutes with the field walking them through Power BI Embedded. Kind of the same meme. And they actually did kind of the same thing, which was they walked them through the code of actually getting this done. After 90 minutes of that, the first questions, it made it obviously or crystal clear that there was some confusion about which strategy to use in which place. So I took a big step back and I said, we're going to actually focus on the strategy. The code's actually not that difficult. We can take a look at the code. But what it's doing in all cases is building JSON packets and sending them to HTTP client. I want to repeat that. In all cases, in all of them, it's taking, well, in one of them, it's actually zero code. And we're going to probably spend some time on that as well. But the code itself, building JSON packets, sending it to an HTTP client. So the code looks amazingly similar. The ramifications of what strategy you choose are far-reaching and impactful. So we're going to spend time on that. It's still going to be a fairly technical session. But we're going to do it for different reasons, and my takeaways are hopefully quite different at this point. So this is actually what it looks like, or what we're going to planning on covering. There is a lot of areas that Power BI offers developers. After we get through embedding, we'll see if we actually have time to talk about real-time streaming or flow integration. Those are some new technologies that we just did, but that's going to be dependent on our time and how fast we can get through this. Okay, so... why Power BI? Why is it important? This is kind of the apple pie and motherhood sort of statement. Everybody interacts with software, right? All of you have phones. All of you interact with software. You're technicians, technical folks. Turns out less than 25 people who are making the decisions have the data they need. Additionally, if you go out and take a look at people like Redify and SSW, when they go out and do custom applications, their customers are asking for data portals or our access to their data. And it's some of the less fun or less value add. There's not a ton of value add as far as doing a whole bunch of dev work and spending a whole bunch of hours in billing to get a QBE, a query by example. And the requirements of those people are getting much more complicated. So if you can just grab something that does a good job and shove it in there and call it done, customer's happy, you're happy because your developers will stay on staff and they get to work on fun stuff, not commodity bed and butter stuff. So somebody is smiling back here. So obviously she realizes kind of what that problem is. Okay, so when we talk about the Power BI stack, we actually talk about it in three different ways. Going out and integrating with the PowerBI.com REST services. So these are the services that we make available to you guys to go out and interact with. I just talked about flow, and I just talked about, what was the other one? Real-time streaming. That falls into the stack, right? So the data sets are part of the PowerBI.com set of services. The middle one is, as developers, how do you go out and extend it? How do you create custom visuals with the D3 libraries? How do you go out and create content packs? For the longest time, we actually didn't enable that. We didn't have an SDK. That just came out about 5 weeks ago. So if you want to create a content pack, that's now enabled. And lastly, this Azure service called Power BI Embedded. I want to do a big step. I'm going to repeat that. An Azure service that's not correlated, not connected with, not associated with PowerBI.com. hence the confusion. I'm going to spend the next 45 minutes drilling that topic into your heads, and we're going to actually have lots of bribes to see if I can drill it home even more so. This one here, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on. There's not a ton of people doing it, and with the advent of being able to create your custom visuals in R script, there's probably even less need to actually have access to those SDKs and libraries. So I wasn't going to spend a ton of time with this. It's a big surface area. I still can't cover it all. Does that work out for you guys? Not that I'm giving you a vote. I just want to see if you're awake. Okay. So he nodded yes. Okay. What did I say we're going to do? We're going to go out and embed some Power BI reports into your web application. So what do we need to actually do that? We need a Power BI report? Bueller? Yeah, okay. As I mentioned, I was in DevDiv, and the last samples I was working on were actually showing, calling REST APIs, because all of the ALM stack is available through REST APIs. Well, no. The operational store is not. A lot of the ALM stack is available through REST APIs. And I was like, I want to do some samples in there. So I grabbed the very first Hello World sample from the Visual Studio team. Hello World for Visual Studio in REST. How many lines of code? Before you guess, I'm going to give you a clue. In the Queensland user group, they guessed 5, was one person's guess, and the other guy guessed 125,000. Those were both wrong. And those are the only two guesses I got, by the way. So I had to pick a winner out of those two. So Hello World, and it's actually what it does is it brings back a work item title. That's all it does. Will Smythe wrote that sample. How many lines of code, guys, do you think it took to call a REST API against the Visual Studio ALM services? Did someone say 2? Oh, God, I love your optimism. You don't know my team at all, but you certainly positively get a shirt for 2. Yeah. This is the developer crew who gets paid by the number of lines of code checked in. So almost certainly 2 is not going to be the answer. Anybody a little bit less optimistic than this young lady back in the back? 35, getting much closer. 3,500, a little bit further away. You should know, or have you looked at it?
No, probably just not how I will.
400 lines to actually pull back a title. One API call, 400 lines. If you look at my blog, you'll actually say I reduced that down. But the delivery of what I put out, actually, you helped me write the JSON cruncher, the thing that actually started breaking apart the JSON. You actually helped me with that. I got it down to a couple 15 out of lines, and it looks a lot like this. This is what my application looks like when I was done. You guys can parse that okay, right?
That's one line.
That's not in Visual Studio, it's not. There's 5 using statements, there's declares, the classes. No. This is in IE, it's actually in Chrome, it's one line. Okay. I didn't put it just basically in the form, I actually put it in a text box, so there's another 3 lines. In either case, we're going to make this a little bit more useful, and we'll see if we can get it down to less than, what was the challenge? 1 line. We'll see if we can actually do that. So I'm going to go ahead and grab this, and I don't think I had Power BI Desktop started, so we're going to go ahead and start that. By the way, I have build de jour. I pick up a new build every day. So we are going to see some interesting behaviors, maybe some features I shouldn't show. But I've been promised that this isn't live stream, so we're probably okay, and this is all among friends anyways, right? Okay, so right off the bat is asking get data. By the way, that screen I just showed you, that is a REST endpoint being called with an API key. I don't know. I didn't really point out the URL. But you're going to have to just trust me. It is a REST endpoint. So I have gone ahead and started up Power BI Desktop. And I've chosen this one very, very intentionally because most of your guys' services that you guys are writing, I'm assuming I'm talking to a lot of developers, are going to be either OData, which I could have shown, or REST. Okay. Brand new dialogue that we worked on, actually released it in November. Had this been a well-formed HTML screen, actually I could have rendered it on the right-hand side. In this case, it knows it's not HTML, so it didn't bother actually displaying that. And we would have seen all the tables in that page, and I could have chosen this different tables. I used to go out and show the presidential election data as it was coming in, and that got really sad, so I stopped doing that demo entirely. okay, so it's gone out and says, hey, you've got this big block of data. Where do you want to put it to? I want to put it into a table so that way we can go out and do something with it. Now it says, hey, I can parse this. This is JSON. I know what it is. I can actually leave it as the parent with a single record if you find that useful. I don't. Or what we can do is go ahead and actually expand that out. Have it walk through the entire JSON for us. When I say entire, I'm going to have to preface that. And what I'm going to do is deselect the use this column as a prefix, and you're going to see why in a second. Oh, actually, the reason why is I would have actually had every one of these column names with column 1.name. So that's to actually help with disambiguation. I think the word name appears a couple places in the child JSON elements. This is pretty cool. So I'm already well past my whole Visual Studio effort. Again, the sample is called World's Easiest REST Sample by Charles Sterling. And again, it wasn't 400 lines, but it still wasn't zero, which is, I think, where we're still at. This has child elements, and what we do here is we go out and say, hey, you have more data here. What would you like to do with this data? And again, I could have broken it into a new table or expand it in situ. Go ahead and expand it straight in line. Okay. And I think there's one more. And what I'm doing here is I'm rechecking the checkbox that says disambiguate because, again, I know I've got name collisions in here. We want to fix that. Now, if this was actually a real Power BI session, we've got a couple of them here, or like somebody like Greg Lowe, they would spend an hour on here actually going out and doing data cleansing and going out and rotating. So, you know, zip codes have the right number of digits, and this isn't that. This is about getting stuff for developers. So we're going to go ahead and do a skip a lot of that. Save and close this query. Skipping what is most about 80% of what most people do for BI. And I was hanging out with John and Bronwyn, and he made me promise I would go out and use a Bing map. We actually have a couple different mapping strategies. But I can go ahead and bring in a Bing map. And I actually, by the way, we're looking at meetup data. That whole endpoint I grabbed was from meetup.com. So I just brought in all of the meetups that I am actually a member of. I could have gone out and called the REST endpoint that says all the RSVPs for the ones I organize or whatever. This, I just chose one at random. And I believe that there is something called group.country, group.latlong, group.city, and I could have chosen any of these for actually my map. I happen to be looking at these right now, so we'll start with that. So group.latitude. I'm guessing that there's one called group.longitude. And what we can see now is we actually have some map data for the meetups that I belong to. Again, this isn't this session, but let's go ahead and add a table in here. We can take a look at some of these things. We've got group.name, probably have one called link, probably have venue.city. Is it in here? Here's city, country, etc. And we could expand these out. And we probably want link to be a real link so we could hyperlink it. And I think that's under modeling, data under categorized, and there's something like web URL. Right, so I could build a report all based on JSON and REST endpoints. We could have used OData. I figured this was relevant to people who are sitting in a session called Power BI for the developer. This should make your life easier, better, faster, cleaner, etc. We're going to take this, and we're going to put it into some web applications. Now, this is a report. Reports have pages. I want to actually go ahead and copy this so we actually have a couple of these. And we're done. Save as. And I want to put it someplace we can find it. It's one of the things I usually bite me in my sessions as I forget where I put files. And we'll call this one Ignite. Did I spell it wrong? I think I spelled Ignite wrong. Okay. That's okay. At this point, which demo do we want to do next? There's three ways of going out and embedding. Anybody have an idea what they are? I have shirts up here. We're going to come back to these again and again and again. I have like five slides repeated in there what they are, but I'm not going to show it to you. See if anybody knows. What was it? Published to web. Who said that one? Red shirt. You got yourself a black shirt, red, Mr. Red Shirt. So if you could throw that to Mr. Red Shirt, I would be in your debt. Over here, you said something. Frames. They're all done through iframes. So the mechanism by what you put it into your web application is all done through iframes in all cases, in every situation. Matter of fact, you'll see some blog posts that I actually did on some issues we have with iframes and how to fix those. So close, no shirt, but not the answer I was looking for.
Tiles and dashboards.
So what we're talking about is this would be a tile when I shove it into a dashboard. Let's actually go ahead and create a dashboard so you can actually see what this gentleman's talking about. Still not the answer I was looking for, but a great point. So we're going to go ahead, and I think in that Chrome instance that we were looking at, I am already logged into PowerBI.com. I have a lot of Power App stuff. Let's go ahead and close this. Not that one. Maybe I don't have PowerBI.com. How tough is it to type PowerBI.com, Chuck? Let's just get it going, right? Hit sign in. There we go. Oh, that's Outlook. Okay. No, it was for my Power App session. I needed to have a login to this. Okay, so I'm into PowerBI.com, and I'm going to go ahead and hit sign in. And what this gentleman is saying is tiles and dashboards. So let's show you what that is. And so I'm going to go ahead and click here. I'm going to choose get data. Actually, I'll probably want to put it in a workspace I can find. Oh, we're in Ignite. This is good. So we're already in the right place. Choose local files. We put it into a place called PBI, and we called it Ignite. Ignite. Okay. Close enough. We just need to be consistent in the close enoughness of it. And we're going to find underneath the data set something called Ignite. Here it is. And what we're going to do is take one of those visuals. We only have two visuals. How come it's only got one page? Oh, because the report is up here. I'm at the data set. Sorry. And I'm going to go ahead and pin this to a brand new dashboard called Ignite. Ignite actually has a G in it last time. And now it is in a new dashboard called Ignite. And we'll go ahead and put this one up there as well. And I want to put it in Ignite. And if I go in here, this is a dashboard, and those are tiles in a dashboard. So that's what this gentleman's talking about. A whole dashboard and tiles. I will build embed these, and we'll show that. Not the answer I'm looking for. Okay, there's three, and we're all the way up to one. We got one of them done. Anybody else? What did you say, Facebook? Shared dashboards. Let's give you a, not quite. So I mentioned the fact that there are three different APIs that we talked about. I had three columns. Let's actually see if I can bring that slide up since we're talking about it. Which one was it? This one. And here's the slide. Oh, damn it. There it is. Okay. So shared dashboards actually fall underneath the PowerBI.com, and people that are in my tenant, I can right-click and say share it with them. And what that does is it gives them a link and it brings them back into PowerBI.com, and they interact with it in the same web portal that we were at. Does that make sense? So you're not really embedding it. You're not getting to that iframe level that someone had just talked about. So that's number one. And again, we're going to see this slide a lot. I'm going to send you a link to it. I'm going to ask you to take pictures of it a little bit. So PowerBI.com enables you through REST APIs to grab different assets, tiles, dashboards, reports, and data sets. We'll take a look at data sets. Okay, so that's number one. Number three, we already got publish to web. And that'll be the first demo that we do because I like that one. Number two, the Azure service itself. Okay, I'm skipping around. It's hard for me to count to three at the best of days, let alone in the foreign country early for me, is the Azure service that will let me go out and take my PBIX, parse that, and then share out the PBIX's different pieces and constituent parts. Right? So I'm going to go through them one more time. Well, who am I kidding? I'm going to go through them 100 more times in this presentation. PowerBI.com through REST APIs, Azure services through Power BI Embedded is what I refer to them, and Publish to Web. Let's get the first one done. Publish to Web is my favorite. That's the one I do all the time. And let's go ahead and go back into here. I need to go back. Oops, we're in the desktop. You must be in the PowerBI.com. I go ahead and open up my report. I choose Edit Report. I'm not certain that you have to do that, but in my case, I am going to. And it says here, publish to web. And we go ahead and hit publish, and I get whatever that gentleman was talking about, an iframe. Let's go ahead and open up Internet Explorer, because I need to have a different identity. And we'll go out and say Charles Sterling blog. We'll open up my blog. We will choose a random ass blog post. Let's go figure out what I did at 108, whatever I was doing that day. Volume shadow copy SDK. Oh, look, I used to be at TechEd Australia. Did you see that? Okay, I am going to go ahead and edit this post. By the way, people always ask me, why is there a report in the middle of this blog post that has nothing to do with it? It's like, oh, I was doing a publish to web demo. Okay, so here is WordPress, guys. This is what Microsoft uses to go out and do their blog posts. I'm going to go out to the end of this. I'm assuming this is the end, or maybe it's in the middle. I don't care. And I'm going to go ahead and paste in. Remember where I got that iframe? It was here. Right? I went and did something like this. Copy. And then I did something like that. And I think there's a button up here that says update. And if God will help you, if you can find that particular blog post, I know that I would never be able to find it again, there will be our published a web report in the middle of this. People are going to be looking at this and be like, why the hell is there a picture of these polka dots and these links that I don't know about? That's number three, going in order. Question right here. Great question. Let's go back to the slide. The slide I showed you, I told you I'm going to show you 100 more times. Okay. So, if you go out and take a look at the limitations or the gap analysis of published to web, authentication is NA. What does NA mean, Richard?
Not applicable.
Everybody has access to it. Everybody has access to it. Okay. This is why I love it. If I want to make it available to everybody in this room, that's the easiest way. I just did it, right? It was a two-minute demo. Power BI embedded, I can choose to go ahead and authenticate you or not. That is up to me. And we do that something through an embed code. Embed token. Let's get it right. PowerBI.com, if I go out and grab that dashboard, as somebody was saying back here, they have to be in that tenant. I have to have shared that with them. This is huge ramifications. After 90 minutes, the best and brightest of our salespeople, I know that's an oxymoron, couldn't disambiguate that. Okay. Did you say the audio is being recorded? Can you? Okay. Let's go ahead and walk through the Power BI embedded, and we'll show you how that's done. First of all, I need to go ahead and log into my Azure subscription. Or how's it pronounced here? Azure? Azure's fine for me? Okay. And you'll see, actually, let's go ahead and go back to Microsoft Azure. You'll see that one of the services, you probably have never noticed this, second from the bottom, I don't know if that's because that's where we are in Scott Guthrie's heart, but is Power BI embedded. Power BI embedded has this notion of collections. Collections contain workspaces. Let's click on one of those. I think I've been playing with this one lately. And did I click on it? Let's click on it with feeling. And inside of my collection, it has workspaces. Workspaces contain reports. Do you remember building a report, guys? Additionally, it has data sets. In this case, we actually linked out to the Meetup REST endpoint. We didn't bring in API, or we didn't bring in any data, but you'd actually have URLs. So if I want to go ahead and have, connection strings. So if I have a connection string back into an Azure SQL database, I can update that through that data set. So workspaces contain two things, reports and data sets. You guys ever looked at this? Have you guys ever noticed that there's Power BI inside of Azure? No, not even Richard. Okay. Thanks, mate. All right. So how did we get that stuff in there? Collections are easy. Go ahead and hit this big add button. I'm sure we intend to do an add button over here, but the guys are busy. We are having a bake sale at Microsoft right now. So there is actually PowerShell to create all of this. And I guess coming from the ALM business, if you're going to prioritize which one you're going to do first, you actually should really do the PowerShell to put it into an ALM workflow. So if I go ahead and scroll through what I was looking at, you'll see one of the first ones I did was not that far. I go ahead and start configuring my arguments for how I'm going to authenticate, and I think actually I'm in the wrong PowerShell instance. No, I'm only in one. How about if I open up the notepad and scroll to the top, because there's a top here. Right off the bat, there is a create workspace. Oh, that's actually the help. Takes zero arguments. Gives me a GUID as the identifier, and it gives me a really descriptive tile, which is also the GUID. I'm sure we're going to finish this. I am confident we're going to finish this. So that gives me those workspaces that are inside of our... This gives me the workspaces inside of my collections. Inside of there, I go ahead and bring in my report. So let's go ahead and do that. So if I go back here and... Oh, let's actually fix it right here. So we'll call this one Ignite Demo. And I think it's going to really want me to get the spelling right. So how many guys do you think that was right? Yeah? Okay, good. Okay, I'm getting some differing opinions. I had a lot of really, really enthusiastic head nods initially, but people are working against me now. So I'm going to go ahead and see if that one works. It will let me know. I think it will hang for a couple days. And I did get the spelling right. Or I got it wrong and it was consistent to the wrong. At this point, it says it is put into that workspace. Now, I don't get to see what's in those workspaces in the Azure portal. I mentioned that I'm sure we're going to finish that. That's probably something else that we're going to do. We have actually big things that will excite you that we're working on first. Now, if I want to go ahead and find out, let's actually get the reports, because this is the most important for you in this audience today. If I go out to my PowerShell, go back to my PowerShell, do right-click, I can go out and see that I actually should have a couple different reports in there, and each one has a corresponding data set. You'll have to trust me on that. And this last one is the one I just created. Now what I want to do is I want to get the embed token. Two things are required to actually share out a report, the report ID and the embed token. So if I want to go out and put it in iframe, two things are required, an embed token and the report ID. Why is that? Let's get it working and then I'll ask you that question again. So I'm going to go ahead and say I want my embed token. Here it is. By the way, big thanks to Peter Myers. He actually created this notebook or notepad file. So there is a hands-on lab that we're releasing next month. I'm actually working with him on that. And he actually did all of this in a set of instructions to follow. So usually I promise that there'll be a blog post forthcoming. About a month away, there'll be a hands-on lab that have all these instructions. So hang on to your seats for that one. Which one did I just copy? PowerShell create embed token. No, I don't want that one. I want create embed token. And it has something like this. Okay, so we're going to make this one embed token 3, and it wants that report ID. So remember where we went out and said get reports, and we found this report ID like this. I'm going to copy that, and I'm going to paste that right here. We're almost done with this, guys. I realize this is kind of a tough slog through. Now imagine this plus a whole bunch of C# code. That was what my session was going to be. So I think I did it right. And I pasted it twice. Is that it? Okay. Let us go do this. And if we go out and grab that notepad and grab that URL, and we bring this up in notepad, and we hit right click, and we do this, and then we go out and grab the demo for looking at this stuff. I'm going to grab that embed token. It was here. This is embed token 3. That's good. And again, remember what I said it needed? It needed two arguments to actually get your embed. The first one is the app token. Let's go ahead and paste that. And the other one's the report ID. I think you already know where I got that. And it was something like this. And this sample, by the way, is in the slide deck that I'm not showing you. So if you download the slides, there'll be links to this. And let's go ahead and hit run and scroll down. Should look kind of familiar to what we were playing with a little while ago. I have reports, I have pages. I should put this up into an incognito window to show you that it never required me to log in. It required two pieces of information to grab that iframe information, right? Do you remember what they were? An embed token and a report ID. Now, I asked about 5 minutes ago, if you go out and create the embed token from a report ID, why am I asking for both of those again? That's a wow. You weren't in Brisbane Monday, were you? Or have you played with this before? Okay, so what this gentleman just said, and by the way, if it's the wrong size, there might be somebody in the room that is that size. So what this gentleman just said, I can go out and authenticate people or limit the data that they have access to based on that embed token. So the same report ID might service people in Queensland, and they only see Queensland data. So what I didn't show you on that PowerShell, there is a roles argument. I would say role equals Queensland, role equal New South Wales. I would have said role equal Northern Territory, but apparently South Australia owned them, according to Rob Farley. So I just learned this. I didn't know. So the embed token is how you actually implement row-level security and constrain the data in the report. The report ID says what visuals you're going to have access to. Good call. Well done. That's, what was it? That was number two. Thank you. That was number two. Using Power BI embedded. Published to web. Do I need a demo? Do I have a demo for the first one? I have lots of demos, but I'm just thinking, do I have a specific demo for it? I don't know. Let's see if the slides remind me. You already saw that. I already did that. Nice pictures. Already did that. Okay. No, I guess I don't. So, the reason I say it's time for A&Q, I'm going to show you a demo of an implementation of one of those three. Right? I'm going to show you a demo of us or somebody implementing one of those three strategies. You're going to tell me which one it was. There's only three guesses. Odds are, if you just keep putting your hand up and guessing the same one, you're going to get one of them right eventually. I still have two boxes of shirts. If you forgot what those three were, here's the slide again. The slide I mentioned you're going to see 100 times, and we're going to cover 100 times. If you want it forever and ever, you can get it from here. This is actually that link to the slide and the rest of the deck. You guys ready to play? Are we going to have fun? Okay. Oh, Microsoft Teams. This is kind of cool. I love the Teams video. If you go out and take a look at Microsoft Teams, their video is like a Power BI commercial. This has got lots of sensitive internal information on it. So again, share it widely among friends. And we're going to go to Teams, I think it is. And I can go ahead and hit plus. And there is this Power BI tile. And I'm going to go out and say ignite. I'm going to call it ignite. And I'm going to go ahead and say, it's going to use my Ignite workspace. This is actually going against my Microsoft identity. So it won't see that same workspace. I'm giving you all kinds of clues, by the way. If you guys want to put up your hand in short circuit, all the way in the back. You're going to have to speak up with your outside voice. One more time. Integrate, exactly right. So he's using the Power BI REST APIs against PowerBI.com. He is not using Publish to Web, or they are not using Publish to Web, and they're not using Power BI Embedded. How did you know that? What was the clue for you? I said I was authenticated, and it pulled in my identity. I did say that. You're absolutely right. The fact that it knows about workspaces. Workspaces don't exist in the PBIX metaphor. The fact that it actually knew about all of the things, all the dashboards in my workspace. The fact it says dashboards somewhere in here. I actually already saw it. So lots and lots of less than subtle clues. They get harder, but the prizes don't get better. If you could actually help the gentleman, you're actually doing a good job distributing, by the way. He's got a black shirt this time, not a red shirt. Okay, next demo. And we're doing really good time, actually, to be able to show you some of the other stuff that I'm happiest, or I'd like to show you. So I'm going to grab this URL. And by the way, this is a public-facing URL, so you could go here as well. I actually encourage you to go here if you've got time and you're bored with the presenter who's presenting right now. So if you want to go to a Power BI user group, right here. Gentleman right there. He hasn't even seen it render, and he already has the answer. What is the answer?
Number three.
Why do you think it's number three?
It's public
facing. Now, could I have done this with Power BI embedded using the Azure services? Yes. Why would I not use that one? So I could have done it with the other one. You're absolutely right. This is the right one. If I go out and right-click, choose view source, I will see that the iframe actually has a published web URL. It won't have the protected one. Say again?
Licensing and effort.
Effort is absolutely, I'll go with that one. How about money? Licensing and money kind of work out to the same. We didn't talk about this. It's in the slide I asked you all to look at, and I give you the URL. And I think it was either licensing or cost. How do we charge for Power BI embedded? Something we didn't talk about. So it's consumption, is what this gentleman's saying. Is as people use more of it, you get to pay for it. It shows up in your Azure subscription, and it shows up at the workspace, not the collection level. So all those little workspaces, I'll actually see a line item for each of those bills. I do Power BI embedded, and I just throw the stuff out there because I get to expense my Azure bill back. I will expense my Azure bill back, and I'm certain they're going to pay for it. Okay. So that's number two or three or five or I don't know how many. Okay, so which one supports row-level security? I'm sorry, someone over here said the answer. Okay, so I'm also kind of a mean bastard at times. So he was wrong, so I'm going to give the prize to the guy that's sitting next to him. So you're the closest one that gets next to him. And that's actually not true. He's not wrong. He's just incomplete. And it says, it doesn't say which one. Oh, it does say trick question. So over here. The first and the second one. So you're right. You're just incomplete. And that Power BI embedded using that embed token, I can assign it roles. Obviously, when I log into PowerBI.com, I am bringing my identity. Inside of that that report that we created, I'll show you, we could go in and take a look at, where is the report? Manage roles, and I could go ahead and create a role called New South Wales, etc. And once I import it into PowerBI.com, I could put my New South Wales people in that New South Wales group. I need to create a DAX expression. Apparently, I was looking at calendar, where I would go out and say, where country equal New South Wales, or something like that. So, you were close. Stay with me. Guess again. Don't leave on me. Don't give up on me. But it's both PowerBI.com and Power BI embedded, but it's done quite differently. The embed token will actually go out and tell what role they're at and what access do you have, and it applies that same DAX expression. Okay, you guys are doing good, or I'm that good, one of the two. Embedding into SharePoint. So when I actually showed you that Chrome instance, and we were looking at Power BI embedded, one of the options was embed into SharePoint. This one's tough. What's that one using? You already got a shirt, right?
No.
Okay. These are magnets, by the way. They'll stick to your refrigerator. And they open beers. So it's not just this. It's important stuff. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Oh. If I wasn't so lazy, I'd give it to people around you. But no. So there's one gone. So it is not using Power BI embedded. And it is not using a published web. Does that help everybody? There you go. He gets his bottle opener. And we got more shirts. We're going to go back to shirts in a second. Okay. So if I go ahead and put this into a web part, it's not going to render anywhere. The only place it's going to render is there is actually in the modern SharePoint, there is a new web part specifically to Power BI that takes this URL. Question? Not only does it require Office 365 SharePoint, yes, and it must be a modern SharePoint page using a modern SharePoint web part. There's stacks of this stuff. So if you're not on their mega fast circle, I don't know the name for SharePoint Office tiering, you may not have that for your SharePoint yet. Okay. So, anyways, the answer is, and this one was hard. I realized that one. This one actually is using the REST APIs for PowerBI.com, and the only people who ever have access to it are people who are in that tenant, who have been shared access to that underlying data sets. I told you this is actually nuanced and subtle. Okay, you guys good? Ready to go on, try another one? I'm going to probably have to step up the shirt stuff. Oh, I was there. Which one's free, but you can't use custom visuals? Number three. A couple people said that. So red shirt here. I love the honesty. So you get one for being honest. Me, I would have said that was me. I was all over that one. Okay. Dashboard in ASP.NET application. So let me actually show you what this is doing. Actually, I thought I had more of these, but apparently not. Remember how I said I had samples ready? And this would be an example of one of those. And by the way, the answer has already been given to you. So you don't need to actually watch me load this. The answer was in the title of that last slide. No, the embedded guy is wrong. That means you only got two choices left. Three, API. You guys have no idea why you're guessing this, do you? All right. You want me to show it, so that way you're guessing randomly. Okay, fair enough. Okay, so if the title wasn't enough, someone already guessed it, by the way. It was over here. We're going to come back to that. This will actually tell you right off the bat which one it is. And I'm still going to walk through the sample because this is a pretty important sample. And there are lots of samples like this. What they do is they go out and give you embed codes, and they'll actually, mostly samples that I've helped write, list out all the dashboards. Dashboards was the clue. And once I get the list of the dashboards, let's go ahead and grab that ID. So what do you think you're doing in C# code, by the way, guys? You think you're enumerating a bunch of stuff that looks like this and failing horribly? Oh, I see why, because it's actually already given me I'm looking at the wrong sample. What this has done is it says, I'm already going to give you the embed, and you don't need to actually enumerate the tiles. Remember we were talking about tiles? Because I could actually just show one tile. And you can actually see the dashboard at some point. And they take a while. Okay, so who said PowerBI.com? It was over here. I don't really care who it really was. Oh, it was this guy. The guy that was distributing for him? You got pointed at. All right. You got nominated for a shirt. Okay. So what's happening here, this is actually kind of cool, is that I chose a random dashboard that I really shouldn't have shown you anyways. And it's saying that even though I could enumerate the top level, I don't have access to the underlying data. In this case, it's actually our customer support team. I don't know why I get shared, but I have literally 365 dashboards in my workspace that people deemed they think I should look at. If I look at them one a day, am I going to get through them? Yeah, you get the idea. Okay. Where am I at now? Was that one we just did? Okay, this one I don't have. They tore it down, thank God. This is the one that made me sad. Anybody have any idea which one that King 5 News in Seattle used? Public. It was back over there. It was you, gray shirt. Five people duck. Okay. Yeah. Gotta love our president. This one here, I'm not going to give you any... Actually, you don't know from looking at this. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and close Visual Studio because I've noticed that when you've got those bound to IE, it's going to flow through those same cookies and not be happy. Yes, I want to stop. Okay. Paste. The reason I'm demonstrating this one or opening up this particular sample, this is the scenario by which this particular offering or this strategy was entirely designed. Cancel. Oh, I hadn't loaded. Apparently, Visual Studio, in order to bind and build and stuff, it actually needs to load it. So we're going to wait for that. And now that it's loaded. Okay. Contoso, world's largest fictitious website or company. And inside their largest fictitious company is a portal for their customers. Inside of that portal is a list of different reports. This isn't a random list, by the way. So now you're getting clues. You didn't have clues before. Blue shirt right here. Embedded. So this certainly looks like it could be public facing, right? Yeah, was that required, that identity? No, it wasn't. What are the two things that are required to actually embed this stuff? An embed token and the report ID. So if I go ahead and take a look at the one called Ignit, looks like I actually spelled it right when I imported it, what we should see is a report that looks amazingly similar to the one that we wrote 4 or 5 hours ago. I don't think we've been here that long. So... if you could hand this to the gentleman in the blue shirt behind you. So this is the scenario by which Power BI Embedded was designed to service. For ISVs who have value-add portals where they're going to go out and offer it to their customers. In some cases, they would then on-bill, right, what they're getting paid for. So if I was a technology one, I would have a workspace for each and every one of the schools in Australia. That's what technology one is. They deliver school software. And when they look at the pages, it is 5 cents per session. So maybe they charge 15 cents if only 3 people actually looked at that page in a session. Okay. I've kind of run this into the ground. Let's see if I... Oh, this is the last one. I've done it perfectly. Nice. Okay, here's a scenario, and this is actually kind of the trickiest. I have 10,000, and I've, in case you missed it, I kind of highlighted the secret stuff. Just to remember, it says trick question, so I'm going to try and throw you off as well. That need access to secure data that requires Power BI Pro features. What is the cheapest way to share these reports with them? So it's a trick question. API. Because of what? Okay. Fair enough. So education pays about $2 a month for Power BI Pro. So he's absolutely right, but that's not the reason why he's right. if you go out and take a look at our licensing, the cheapest way to get this would be through Power BI Embedded, right? So you'd go out and use that Contoso version. That would be the cheapest way because it's only 5 cents per session. Even at $2 a month, what's 5 cents divided by 40 sessions that they would be able to serve? More than likely, each of their customers aren't going to use 40 sessions. However, our licensing says if it's for internal and it's using pro features, even if you're using Power BI Embedded, you still need to have a pro license. So while technically, at a technical level, you could deliver it, the licensing says you need to actually use the licensing or the APIs. So the API you choose is almost irrelevant. You're still going to be paying for it. Wow, that was a really convoluted answer, but I guess marketing made it a convoluted licensing drama or maze. Okay, so that was the end of Power BI Embedded. I hope to God that you know that there are three ways of embedding reports into your application. One of them is super, super easy, super, super cheap, but it doesn't do things like security. It doesn't do things like custom visuals. There's another way where you could go out and have super secure stuff, and it's relatively easy, which is actually how Redify does all of their internal reports. They actually just share them, or they actually embed it through the REST API. Simple, simple stuff. They get it out of most of the, what was it back here, the effort of putting it into Azure, uploading it, creating collections and whatnot. And then, of course, if you're an ISV who wants to sell this, you actually need to break out that billing and have a service that's going to be enterprise scale. And that's that second one. Okay. How are we doing on time? Mr. AV guy in the back? Yep. We're doing yep on time. Does that mean I got 10 minutes or is it an hour?
You got about 15, 20
minutes. Oh, this is Gert. Okay. Any questions before we move on? Because I did want to nail this into the ground where you're going to be more educated than our sales staff. All right. That was probably the case before you walked in. You already have a shirt, right?
I don't have a shirt.
Okay. You have a bottle opener? All right. Fair enough. Okay, everybody in this room should be able to answer this question. And you lose your shirt. That's not fair. Black shirt, you get blue shirt's shirt. Okay. Okay, if I want to share a dashboard, guys, what do I use?
PowerBI.com.
That's how you have to do it because it's the only one that actually does dashboards today. So that is the answer. Real-time data sets in general only exist inside of PowerBI.com as far as push API. That brings up actually some roadmap stuff. I'll give you a shirt. We're good. On the roadmap is the ability to actually go out and have data sets in real-time streaming in Power BI embedded. Another thing that you can't do, it should actually show it in that graph, or maybe it doesn't, you can't set up a gateway. So if you have on-premises data, like your SQL Server, and you want to use Power BI Embedded, it's not going to work because the gateway, it'll work if you import it, but it's going to be a static snapshot. Now, for cloud services like what I did, it's going to continue going back out to the cloud and pulling it back. So we'll actually refresh that. But until we get the gateway wired up, which actually should happen among friends next month, right? I don't think this is being recorded or streamed, they said. But, yeah, for dashboards right now, and we are looking at it, it's just that is a PowerBI.com metaphor, and it doesn't exist. Which leads us a great segue. I know I want to take questions, but we'll actually show you the real-time streaming that you're talking about, because that's what I wanted to see if we had time for. So, if I go ahead and go back into here, and I go into my Igniti dashboard. Did we have an Igniti dashboard? Here it is. That was not it.
Third one.
Okay. I want to see real-time data or updates. Let's say that I want to take a look at, when new people actually sign up for my meetup, right? That would be something that we would want to see. So let's go ahead and implement real-time streaming data in 15 minutes and then see if we can get flow added to that as well. I don't think we're being overly aggressive there. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and choose add tile. We're going to go ahead and choose custom streaming data. We're going to hit next. This is saying you have a whole bunch of streaming data sets already created. Which one do you want to use? You guys are worth the full show. You paid your nickel, you're gonna get the whole show. I'm gonna create the data set with you. So we're gonna go ahead and hit this add streaming data. Now this is gonna take us out of that path that we were just at. So we're gonna have to come back to this. I just wanna let you know why we're at, we kind of did a subjunct or a subjunct to that. And this is going out and saying, of the three types of streaming data sets, which one of those three do you wanna use? Who in here is good at counting? Of those three, two are showed. One is actually using API. That's the one we're going to do. The other one is using PubNub. I've done a couple blog posts on it. Pretty cool. It is the de facto publish and subscribe hub for Java developers and the world. But I think in the scenario of the meetup, I would be using the API one. I mentioned that there's three. The other one that's not listed is actually Azure Stream Analytics, and that just shows up as a native data set that I get to look at. So where it says data sets, I would just see it as a native data set. Okay. I've chose API, I hit next, and I'm going to call my data set Blue Shirt, and I'm going to go out and say meetup Mwawap ID. There are only three data types for our streaming analytics data set, so I can choose that one. I'm going to go out and say number of attendees or something, whatever, and that one's going to be a number. And this one here is going to be time of RSVP. So I said there are three data types. We've used text and we've used number. And I just want to call, I just called that one time and date of meetup. What do you think the third one is? There you go. So it's date time. Okay. At this point, I'm going to go ahead and turn on historical analysis. We'll talk about that one in a second. I just want to let you know that this is something that there and something I just toggled. And we're going to go ahead and create Blue Shirt data streaming. And again, I'm doing this all through within the context of a dashboard. That's why I took his shirt away, is because of that. So we're going to go ahead and hit close. We're going to go back to that Igniti dashboard. We're going to hit add tile. We're going to get back into that stream that we were there a second ago. In this case, there should be one called Blue Shirt. Blue Shirt, it's the bottom one. And it's saying, how do you want to display it? We're going to keep it simple. All we're going to have is just the number show up of the new people. And it's asking me, out of all the fields that I could display, which one do I want to choose? It's going to actually only give me the numerics for a card. Card actually always takes measures. So at this point, I'm going to go ahead and hit next. It's going to ask for, do you want to supply some metadata about this? So I'll say apply, and I don't want that. I forgot to do something that was important, so we need to go back and do that. If I go back in here and go back under data sets, I should find something called, was it Blue Shirt? Oh, streaming, sorry. We've changed the navigation going forward, so I expect to see all of those data sets interleaved, and that's not the case. And I can actually show you that new experience, by the way, too. And I want to hit this, is what I forgot. And it's saying, here's what the Jira JSON looks like. Here's the API that needs to go to that. You can see that I have a 98-character base 64 key that's protecting that endpoint. And one of these is from PowerShell. I didn't know I was doing a PowerShell demo today, mostly PowerShell, but I'm going to go ahead and grab that PowerShell. And I'm going to go ahead and open up a new PowerShell instance. We're going to paste that in there. I am not going to hit enter. I'm going to go out and go back to my Igniti. Oh, done. Go back to my Igniti. And what we should see is when I hit enter here in this PowerShell, I should see 99 because I don't think I have enough. I didn't give the card enough precision to actually have 98.6. Okay. How many guys think this is going to work? I like this guy's effort. He gets a ball cap on her. I think I only got one shirt left, and that's for blue shirt guy. Ooh. There's some on the floor. I think that's his. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Oh, there are. So black shirt guy way in the back. Blue shirt, you give that to black shirt. And here's yours. And like I said, if this doesn't fit you, it probably fits somebody in the room, and you can find that person. Okay, guys. If I hit enter, it should actually say 98.6 up in here pretty quickly because it's, quote, real time. So my name is Charles Sterling. I want to thank you guys a whole lot for having me out at the Gold Coast. I love Australia. I'd like to come back, and hopefully we can make that happen next year. So if you have any other questions, ask Blue Shirt, ask Black Shirt, ask Red Shirt. They seem to know this shit down. Otherwise, you have a great rest of your Ignite session. Thank you very much.